Surprise joint appearance by the royal brothers. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Britain's Prince William and Prince Harry, along with their wives Kate and Meghan, appeared outside Windsor Castle today to greet a large crowd and do a walkabout. It was the first time they had amicably appeared together in public in 2 years. It was announced the funeral for their grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, will be a week from Monday.
Queen Elizabeth will travel to Westminster Abbey, passing through Parliament Square. That's when her funeral will officially begin, Monday, September 19th. The Queen will then make her final journey through Windsor before being lowered into the royal vault inside of St. George's Chapel.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. After Ukrainian forces pushed through Russian defenses near Kharkiv, Russia says it's pulling the troops out of the region.
Cautious optimism right now blanketing a very cold and rainy Kyiv. This ongoing counteroffensive has continued to mark some major gains throughout this past week. In some spots, it's been so effective, it is cutting off vital supplies on the front lines. Now, Western intelligence agencies report days of advancements is now leading to thousands of square miles back into Ukrainian hands.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Kyiv. Vice President Kamala Harris today appearing at the DNC summer meeting in National Harbor, Maryland.
The vice president touched extensively on the Supreme Court decision which overturned Roe v. Wade, sending the abortion issue back to the individual states. Harris reminding those in attendance,
you don't have to abandon your faith or your beliefs to agree that the government should not be making that decision for her.
The vice president also countering Republicans' arguments that Democrats are soft on crime. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And tsunami warnings have been lowered by NOAA, which says the threat is past from an earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.6 that struck the eastern New Guinea region. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An arrest has been made for the murder of investigative journalist Jeff Gehrman, who was found dead outside his home in Las Vegas a week ago. Fox's Christina Coleman with the story.
A Democrat Clark County public administrator was arrested after a SWAT team arrived at his home. He had barricaded himself inside. He's accused of stabbing a veteran news reporter to death who was investigating serious allegations of political corruption against him. Prior to the 45-year-old's arrest, police released surveillance video of a suspect wearing a sun hat and carrying a giant duffel bag near the crime scene. They also released a photo of a red SUV they believe to be connected to the murder last Saturday. A similar SUV was found in Tellis's driveway.
Robert Tellis is the Clark County Public Administrator, who is now in custody. A sex sting in Florida has arrested more than 160 sex workers and would-be Johns, including a deputy police chief in Georgia.
Polk County, Florida Sheriff Grady Judd says his deputies conducted Operation Fall Hall 2 to help women caught up in sex trafficking.
It's important to understand that if there were no Johns, if there were no customers, there would be no prostitutes, and there would be no human trafficking.
Among those who allegedly solicited sex from undercover officers pretending to be prostitutes, a police official from Georgia, a Florida State Corrections officer, several teachers, and two Disney employees. And officers discovered at least two sex trafficking victims. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Authorities in New Mexico found an alligator and large quantities of drugs, guns, and money at two homes in Albuquerque last month, but they're still searching for a young tiger they think is being illegally kept as a pet and say it poses a clear danger to the public. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.